Tom Ackerman, it's 8:50. St. Louis City SC lost its final game of the season at Minnesota 4-1. A lot of talk about the promise and the exciting future of City. But sporting director Lutz Vandensteel was in no mood to talk about that with me yesterday. He would rather focus on the loss and what he felt and how he wanted to apologize to his fans. Take a listen. And last night, you did not perform at the level that you want. Your performance was certainly not what you were looking for in 2025. What happened? Why do you think that you weren't able to do what you wanted to do in terms of last night?
Yeah, I thought it's a very simple sentence. You know, everybody who listens out there and actually made that journey, the fans, to Minnesota so far up north by driving or flying, I'm really sorry the way we played. It was not good enough. I felt, especially the first half, I did feel embarrassed for the people who watch it on TV and also for the fans who traveled. But what was the problem? I think, getting into the last game of the season after coming from a good game against Houston and knowing you're already eliminated, I think it comes sometimes down to the mentality, and it comes down to that last effort, which I didn't see in the first half. We had a good talk at halftime, and I think the second half looked in the start much better, but we got punished against, and that's something I think important to say, against one of the absolute top teams at the moment in the league. Minnesota have the momentum. They're so lightning fast up there with Longomane and also with Yeboah that they are very difficult to play. But the way we presented ourselves, the way we defended, the body language, I was very disappointed, as you might can pick up. And that's something which we also need to pick up from this season, that like a performance like yesterday, regardless if a home or away, is unacceptable. And this is where we need to get better, again, to get that balancing, to be a team which can perform week in, week out, and not having this terrible off moments like yesterday.
I'm certain that John Hackworth will take a critical look at himself, as will you at your coach. Could you give me an idea of what this will be like here as you make the decision on naming a permanent head coach moving forward? What does that timeline look like?
You know, I have to say that I have to put my stand in front of John and completely shield him for that game yesterday, because we had a good week in training and he tried to really motivate the players and work on the detail. I said it after the game in the changing room that I felt the players let John Hackworth down yesterday. I think the players realized that, and the players confirmed that when we had our off-the-match talk as well. So I really would take John now out of the equation for that loss yesterday. You know, that's not something I do and I want to blame on the coaching staff. That's simply the one the players have to take right in the nose, because that performance was below par and not good enough. You know, self-reflection is a very important part. Realizing when you not performing up to that what we want to be, and especially not showing the effort and the mentality, I think that's something we need to address, and we did, and I did address yesterday very clearly. But of course, let's be honest, there is always that last impression you leave in the season, and we had a terrible last impression last year against Kansas, where we carried that kind of bad and sour and bitter feeling over. I don't want that to happen next year, that we remember a game in Minnesota which was not good enough. So we should focus on the positives, which you mentioned when we started to talk. And in my opinion, it has nothing, it will not have an influence for Hack if he gets a job or he doesn't. I do not want to really mark it on this game yesterday. As I said, the players let him down, the players let me down, the players let the fans down, the players let the ownership down. And the players were very clearly told that it won't happen again the same way it happened yesterday.
Lutz, I know that has been addressed to the team. What about, this is the last thing for you, what about your roster? Do you individually meet with each player? How does that work now, moving forward?
So, you know, that's actually a good question, because it's a rule in the MLS that you have in the exit interviews, which means every single player will spend between 15 to 30 minutes, and it can be also more if there's more to talk, and with others it's maybe a little bit less in the coming days, to discuss the season, to discuss the performance, to discuss the plan forward, or whatever you want to talk about. You also can talk theoretically about the weather, but I think we have more important things to talk about. And there is also an exit medical. So before the players will leave, there will be some good talks, some hard talks. You know, it's I don't really feel right now it's a moment to go on holiday after that game yesterday. So there's still will be a few discussions in the next few days, how we're going to move forward. But yeah, definitely with every single player individually and also with groups, we will speak, we will discuss, and it will have also some influence, of course, on the roster building. So we need a lot of changes, you know, bringing in 9 players, 6 external and 3 from 32 in July.
That is Lutz Fanastiel's phone's cutting out a little bit there, but he talked about how they don't want to completely overchange the roster, but some changes will need to be made, protecting his coach, John Hackworth, in that statement as well, and putting it on his players. It's 8:57.
Feel like everything's clouded by doubt?